Today we are learning the third and fourth Mishnah of the second parak of Masechet Brachot. The Mishnah begins, Mishnah Gimel, HaKoreh Shema V'lo Hishmiel Ozno Yatza. Let's say, for example, you read the Shema, but you read it so quietly you weren't able to actually hear the words. So the Mishnah says, Yatza, you have fulfilled your obligation. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Lo Yatza. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you have to actually be able to hear the words of the Shema, and therefore you have not fulfilled your obligation. Kara v'lo dikdek be'otiyotah. Let's say, for example, you read the Shema, but you weren't precise in terms of how you pronounce various words. Rabbi Yossi Omer Yatza. Rabbi Yossi says, in this case, you have fulfilled your obligation. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lo Yatza. Rabbi Yehuda says, you have not fulfilled your obligation. HaKoreh l'mafreya. Let's say you read out of order. You start moving around various verses, and then you read the Shema out of order, Lo Yatza. Karavita'a, let's say, for example, you're in the middle of saying the Shema, or let's say, for example, and in the context of the recitation, you skipped a word. So, Yachzor l'makom sheta'a. You're supposed to go back to the place where you made your mistake. So the Mishnah, again, discusses a few variables here. The first is whether or not you have to hear the words of the Shema. The second is whether or not you have to be precise in terms of how you pronounce the words of the Shema. And the third is a discussion about whether or not, if you made a mistake, how you go back and rectify that mistake. Now we're going to transition to Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah Dalet discusses a case of workers, of people who are in the middle of their workday, and they want to be able to recite the Shema in the context of their work environment. Ha'umanin, Mishnah Dalet, ha'umanin korin b'rosh ha'ilan. The workers are allowed to say the Shema b'rosh ha'ilan, right, while they're in the tree, effectively, or b'rosh ha'nidbach. In other words, they're allowed to recite the Shema while engaging in their work. Masha'ein kein rasha'in laso kein batfila, which they're not allowed to do when it comes to the recitation of the Shemona Esrei. In other words, the Mishnah is teaching us here that when it comes to the recitation of the Shema, really intent is really only critical for the first line, for the Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And since intent is only critical for that one line, we allow somebody to recite that line in the context of their work. When it comes to the Shemona Esrei, when it comes to the Amidah, which we say three times a day during davening, that requires more focus for a longer period of time, and therefore we assume a worker who's in the middle of his work, especially in this case where he's standing on a tree, would not be able to have proper focus, and therefore we would ask him to come down from his tree, stop his work, and engage in the prayer service.